That track right there by a man goes by the name Karupi from Los Angeles. Kind of love that mix lately, kind of punky, post-punky, but with some rap here and there. I've been really vibing with it. That is off his EP Mono, which translates to death. So it's an album that he made after three people in his life died very close to him in 2020, 2021. So kind of heavy subject matter, but great tracks. Going to be playing a Vancouver artist, one that I've been hearing about like a lot at the end of last year, just through like mutual friends. Like, they're bringing up his name. He's from Vancouver, goes by the name Ecstasy. Never really gave him a chance to listen, like never really thought about it. And then he just released a new album. It's a self-titled Ecstasy, and it's really good. You know what? I really enjoy it. So I'm going to give him a shout out, play two tracks off the album. Going to play Love of My Life and then Bella. Not that he needs the shout out. I mean, the album has a Kid Laroi feature and Trippie Redd feature, so he's either made it or is just about to make it. But again, Love of My Life and then Into Bella.
We'll be right back. explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too on CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
I can't recommend that show enough there. That's Noise of Carpet, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. I saw some of the set lists, listened into a few episodes, and they're playing some of my favorite music of all time. Going to be playing some Big Black, some Swans, all kind of noise rock, Jesus Lizard, all from the 90s, and then, you know, maybe even hear some soundtracks of The Blind. Maybe I'll talk to the host, and we'll get along, because I played some of that too, you know. Going to also be playing some more music for you today. Going to be playing not little known, up until this year, band by the name Fryko. They're from Chicago. They kind of popped off with this one single this year. It goes by the name Crimson to Chrome. Not going to play it for you, but I'm going to be playing two songs from the album, my two favorites. They're going to be Crashing Through and then Get Numb to It.
We'll be right back.
That one again right there. The second one, Get Numb to It by Frico. The first one was Crashing Through by Frico. Maybe Frico, it's F-R-I-K-O. I need it phonetically, honestly. And then the album was Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here. Been putting off listening to it. Glad I listened to it. Definitely feeling some Arcade Fire from it, some Black Country New Road, and I love that style. But I'm going to switch it up again. Going to be playing some rockabilly, some bluegrass, some country here. This one by a Canadian band, the Lonesome Ace String Band. Probably be able to catch them in Vancouver somewhere, maybe at Gilt & Co. This is my favorite song on their album, Try to Make It Fly, and the song is called Country Mile.
I've sat in judgment with stones in my hand, kept my anger simmering like fat back in the pan, but there's always a chance to back up off your stance, put an end to my one-man trial, take a breath and walk a country mile.
If you found that a little too laid back, I'm here to save you. Gonna be playing some punk tracks for you now. Got two off an EP I just heard recently by band Violin. Also, the EP is called Violin, so it's self-titled. Gonna be playing two of my favorites off it, Pitiful Nest and then Into Obsolete.
We'll be right back.
Whoa. Again, Violin. Second track there, Obsolete. First track, Pitiful Nest. Definitely check out that EP. It's on Iron Lung Records. All actually made by one person, Lindsay Corstafine. I believe it's Corstafine. Definitely check it out. Now, time for the section. We got a bit of time. Going to do album of the week. Luckily for you, you're going to keep that vibe. If you like that, you're going to love this. One of the albums of the week this week was Blood Visions by Jay Retard. And this is my singular favorite track on it. Though short, it's so powerful. Goes by the name It's So Easy. Again, that track right there, It's So Easy, Jay Retard, the album Blood Visions, came out in 2006, sounds just as fresh today. Yes, that's what you can get when you're playing with such a simple instrumentation, but really gets it out of there, and definitely recommend you look in that album cover when you're listening to it, because for some reason to me, super iconic, super eye-catching, definitely helped me when I was getting into it. Going to be playing one more track, this one also an album of the week. The album is The Glow Part 2, one of my favorites of all time, made by a singular man, Phil Elverum, who I've had the chance and the privilege to see in pretty intimate quarters, and I would definitely recommend. I believe he lives not in Vancouver, but in BC now, so he does play shows pretty frequently, and I highly recommend you go catch him. He's got two projects, The Microphones, and then his other project is just under his name, Phil Elverum. So I'm going to be playing a bit of that for you, but make sure to stay tuned. Up next, typically Tuesdays, I'll be tuning in when I'm off. So with that, just going to leave you with this one. The song is called I Want Wind to Blow. Thank you.
there's no hope for me. I've been set free, there's no breeze, there's no ship on my sea.